Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling.
Welcome
to
aboard
the sound
to the Bubba
of
Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you.
And I'm trying to please.
Well. I don't know where to start today. Where should we start today? I guess we'll start with let's start with the imbeciles at the Federal Reserve, the imbeciles at the World Trade Organization, the World Bank, and, of course, the IMF. Of course, we were all witness on Wednesday to more of the same bullshit, garbage, ridiculous, waste of money, waste of time, Federal Reserve that continues to do nothing but sit back, relax, get paid, and not take care of the economy. Not do the job that they were intended to do. Not take care of what's supposed to be doing better. But yet, you know, if you would just watch the news or read the newspapers, you would think that you were flourishing. You would think that you'd be out partying, having a good time, you know, spending money like crazy, doing all the things that you want to do. Because according to them, I'm making so much money right now and the economy is so much better. How could I possibly be worried about anything? I mean, what's going on here? All we are is just making nothing but money. I mean, they keep telling me that everything is all good. So now, okay, they have their FOMC meeting, and into the meeting before you had Christine Lagarde, another idiot, saying, well, we got to have more free. We need more free. We need more money. Get those printing presses rolling. You know, it's like the movie Trading Places. Turn those machines back on. You know, and your brother's having a heart attack. Welcome. So now we've got Janet Yellen, who gives her little notes and says how things are much better than they were. And I guess my question is, when 4 in 10 Americans believe that they're still in a recession, when 80% of the population is making less money today than they were 5 or 10 years ago, I guess the question is where is all the good news? Now, I would say from my point of view, now I am not an economist, okay, although I guess I could be, but I'm not. But we have an economy that is truly failing. Have you taken a look at the commodity space recently? Have you taken a look at the cost of, for example, corn? Okay. Corn today is about, let's say, $3.40. And if you take the standard ethanol value that has now been priced into corn, it's $1.90. Okay. Now, which is, they use $1.50, excuse me, so it makes it $1.90. Now, I bought corn in 1999 as a trade for $1.90. Gee, 17 years later, we're at the same price. Of course, the one major difference between today and 17 years ago is I'm making less money. The cost of my groceries is higher. The cost of my fuel is higher. The cost of my real estate taxes is higher. But yet, the goods are cheaper. Okay, so where is the issue? Where is the equilibrium that we're supposed to see within these markets. Where is the lender of last resort, the head of monetary policy? What the hell are they doing? Okay. They keep telling me that we're in such great shape. But, of course, I don't see it. And I'm sure many of you out there would say that, hey, I don't see it either. And, of course, to me, that really spells out the real answer. Okay. You cannot continue to make less money, have higher expenses, and expect the economy to be good. Now, the big problem to this metric is that there's too many issues and too many problems. But the biggest problem is when you run a zero rate interest policy, you do not allow money to flow through markets. Okay. You know, you do not allow what we call the velocity of money to circulate, keeping a lid on everything, preventing everybody from making money. Now, if you take the value of your dollar today compared to the value of your dollar in 1999, the value is probably decreased by 50 or 60%. So now you're making less, you're paying more. The producers are having trouble even getting at it even. And yet we have an improving economy. So again, the real question comes back to, where is the improvement? Where is everything getting better? So we can, I think we can say here today on July 29th, 2016, 7 years, right? Is that right? Seven years that the Fed, Ben Bernanke, and all the other assholes in that group and all the banks have been a total failure. I think it's fair to say that the system has failed, that the way that we're doing things has done nothing but create more entitlements, more stealing of my money, your money, more manipulation, and of course created less jobs, less opportunity to make money, less opportunity to become an entrepreneur. But yet they tell me how good everything is. So where is the fair in equilibrium that we're supposed to be seeing, because we all okayed this drastic move that everybody said was so terrific and so much needed? But I guess the question is, where was it needed? Tell me. Help me. Help me, Rhonda. Okay. I don't see where the situation has benefited. I don't see where we've done any better. I don't see any of that. So I'd like to know, if you know, where is everything so much better that we are moving forward instead of moving sideways or backwards? You know, you got to help me, because I thought we were supposed to move forward and grow. I thought we were supposed to do things that were better for everybody and make the world a better place. And unfortunately, I haven't seen it. This is the Bubba Show. You know, when you miss an episode, it's libertytalk.fm. Get you the download of all the shows. It also gets you the Sporting Edge. And BubbaTrading.com gets you the ability to learn how to hedge your equity portfolio or your crops and livestock. Makes you better, saves you money, makes you money, and helps you sleep at night. Anyways, this is The Bubba Show. This is Todd Bubba Horowitz. We're going to step out of here for a break, and we will be right back after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz.
It's the time of the season.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. Where's Horseshack when I need him? Ooh. Hey, so, you know, we talked about the failing of the Federal Reserve, which I think they're failing horribly. I think that the entire system is failing horribly. I think that we have just too many problems. And then we have the election and our two stellar candidates. But what I found amazing and what I found interesting watching the convention, the Democratic National Convention, which ended with Hillary's big speech. But what I did find interesting is how little the Democrats have to fight back to what Donald Trump is saying. Now, again, I think you probably know which side I'm leaning, but I find it funny that, number one, we have a current president, that continues to tell us what a great job he has done for us and what he's done for the markets. Now, I will say this, first of all, you could have put a chimpanzee in that chair in 2008 and the markets would have improved. Okay. And you can take whoever you want and put him in the chair in this January coming up and the markets are going to fail. Okay. Because this is not, the president does not have that much of an effect one way or the other. Markets will do what markets will do regardless. Okay. And they run in cycles, and you cannot figure which is going to benefit. And so, again, most likely a Republican will win because the markets will most likely go down, and the Democrats go, see, we told you that they would affect the economy. But the economy is not just the stock market. The economy is the overall health and wealth and welfare of the American people. Now, the American people are not, I repeat, are not doing well. Yes, there are many sectors and spots in the United States that are doing phenomenally, which unfortunately skews and throws off the numbers. But as a general big picture view, more people are struggling than not. But we do have, in everything, we always have the, you know, the 80-20 rule or things like that. The 80-20 rule would be, anything that, you know, that 20% of the people make 80% of the money, or, you know, in a sales force, 20% of the salesmen sell 80% of the goods. And that is pretty standard. So depending on where all these surveys are taken, okay, you know, if I just surveyed, you know, New York and a couple of the very good states that have done very well since this, then obviously it would tell me how great everything is. And if I just did, you know, Michigan and states like that, I would find out how bad things are. But the problem with trying to have a weighted average using, you know, the balance of power, the balance of money, is a huge factor, okay, to what we do. And, you know, if I have a dollar and you have a million, we say, well, we have an average of 500,000 and 50 cents between the two of us. Okay, the problem is you got the million, I got the dollar, and I can't go anywhere, and you can't. And that's where you find the problems with many of these statistics and studies, is that you're not getting a full read on the entire population. Okay. Now, you'd be better if you did all 50 states and did a survey of each of the 50 and then took everything and break it down. But of course, they're not going to do that. They're too busy. And this is the politicians now, because we know the Fed sucks. But now the politicians, they're all spending time. And again, Obama continues to brag at how many jobs he's built. But the destruction of wealth under President Obama, or the transfer of wealth, destruction or transfer, because obviously the money didn't go anywhere, but the transfer of wealth has been huge. The transfer from the middle class to the rich, unbelievable, destruction. The transfer from everybody, okay, has been just absolutely brutal. And I will say this, that if you took the average wage, and let's exclude the 1%, okay, the 1%ers. If you took and said, okay, what is the earning power of all these people, okay, today, and what was the earning power then, the first thing you would see is that the earning power was much greater. Because all of the new jobs, not all, but a big percentage of the new jobs we have created have been those jobs that do not pay as much as jobs as we had in the past. Okay? So when you take that into the equation, okay? So when Schlumberger cuts 8,000 jobs, and let's say they were, let's say $30 an hour jobs, and President Obama replaces that 8,000 is, oh, well, we got 16,000 for the eight. We got twice as many new jobs, twice as many people working. Of course, what he doesn't tell you is that the 8,000 could buy, could spend, could shop, and do all the things that we need to do to improve. And the 16,000 are living at the poverty level, but they're working. So you tell me if that message rings loud and clear of where we actually stand in the overall economy. Now, I was on a road trip, as you know, or maybe you don't remember, and I obviously don't blame you if you don't remember, but I was on a road trip through a lot of the Midwest, and I didn't see very good things, okay? I didn't see a lot of smiling faces. I didn't see a lot of thriving business, okay? What I saw was a lot of poor people working real hard to make less money or not make money at all. What I saw was what I would consider an economy that is continuing to fail. What I saw is not anywhere near what I read. So, you know, so what they tell me and what is actually happening are two different things. And of course, as we all know, when you're selling something, okay, you can spin the sale any way that you want. You can make it look as good as you want, okay? You can make a broken down jalopy look like a Cadillac, okay, if you want. And I think that is the real problem, is that our government today, nobody wants to admit that we have a problem because they're too busy trying to kick the can down the road to tell us that we don't have one, okay? And, you know, they're hiding from all of the problems. In the meantime, debt continues to mount. Negative interest rates continue to be more of the story. All of the things that will cause destruction down the road is what we're seeing. But nobody wants to step up and say, yes, that is a problem. So according to the geniuses, the experts, we have no problem. We have no recession. We have nothing to worry about. Okay. And, you know, I look at it from, where are we going to go from here? How are we going to get to the next step? Because I watch and I notice and I ask a lot of questions and I talk to a lot of people, and what I don't understand is how they think we're going to move forward under the current set of rules and regulations and operations of markets and the economy. To me, that becomes a much bigger problem, and nobody wants to talk about it. And I find that to be disturbing, from President Obama to any of them. Nobody wants to tell us why things are crazy, insurance, the whole deal. We're going to step out here for a break. Make sure you go to libertytalk.fm. You should check out all of our other programming as well. Not only can you download The Bubba Show and The Sporting Edge, at libertytalk.fm. But we do have 24-hour day programming, and certainly it's worth checking it out. In the meantime, this is The Bubba Show. I am Todd Bubba Horowitz. I'm going to step out here for a break, and I will be right back after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz.
Trust. For nearly four decades, that is the reputation Roberts & Roberts Brokerage has forged with their customers. Now, with their full e-commerce website, rrbi.co, it's easier than ever to buy or sell precious metals via Bitcoin or major credit card. Visit them online at rrbi.co or call 800-874-9760 to speak with an experienced professional today. Roberts & Roberts, when you're serious about precious metals.
What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here, the long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialady, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report.
Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And what is else is going on? We've got, well, I don't know. Is there any bigger asshole than the former mayor of New York City, Michael Bloomberg? Did he not give the worst piece of crap speech in maybe the history of a convention? I mean, he is an independent who flipped over to the Democrats, was maybe going to run as an independent. And, of course, could he be any bigger of a jackass? Could he have shown his true colors any more than he did at the convention on Wednesday night? Okay, here's the same asshole that wanted to get rid of all sugar drinks in the city of New York, in Manhattan, and tax you to have them. Here's the same guy that wanted to restrict the size of the drink that you could have. You know, just because the guy's a billionaire doesn't make him smart. It doesn't make him anything. What I saw from the speech was a guy that was looking for a way to attack Donald Trump and had no other way to do it. So he sold out to the Democratic Party for this election, and that's fine. I mean, listen, we're all free to choose. That is the beauty of being an American. But he sold out just so he could say that he thought Donald Trump was a jackoff, and that Donald Trump was a danger. Now, this is the same Donald Trump that donated to his campaigns. This is the same Donald Trump that, you know, helped the city of New York in their times of trouble. Is Donald Trump perfect? No. I mean, look, he's gone bankrupt a number of times, or his companies have, not him personally, his companies have. We've had all kinds of, you know, issues and things over the years, okay? And, again, he's not a perfect person, but he is a business guy. And businesses go bankrupt. Businesses have trouble, and they keep going back to Trump University. I didn't even know there was a Trump University. They keep going back to all of his failures. It's amazing, though, how they never want to talk about any of his successes. But here's Michael Bloomberg, okay, a guy who, you know, I don't know how he got his money, to be honest. I know that he's got a failing TV station, but it is supported by his what they call the Bloomberg terminals. But here's a guy who gives a speech talking about how dangerous Donald Trump is. So far I've seen from the Democratic National Convention a attack on Trump, and again, I don't blame them for that. I mean, I could think of plenty of reasons to attack, but my point is, is that they're not talking about good things that they can do. They're talking about what bad things the other guys are going to do. And I don't know, I find that a little bit disturbing myself. I find that to be a little bit troubling when we've just come out of 8 years of horrendous economics. We've come out of 8 years of, I would call it pretty much of a nightmare. Okay. And if you've looked for a job over the last 8 years, you might agree. You might disagree. You might say, hey, Bobby, he's full of crap. And again, I don't listen. Well, I got thick skin. Okay. I don't have to be right. I don't even want to be right in this instance, because the truth of the matter is, honestly, I really don't care who's president. OK, you know, who I want to be president. I want the person to be president who I think can do the best job. That's who I want. OK, I have no natural allegiance. I would say that I'm probably more of a libertarian, because libertarian politics, they don't care about social issues, which nor do I. Okay? When it comes to running my country, I don't care where you stand on certain things when it comes to, you know, personal issues. So I find it troubling when a guy like Bloomberg gets up and dribbles and drools and gives a pretty lousy speech, in my opinion. I thought the delivery was lousy. The content was mediocre. But here he is. He's trying to bash, you know, Donald Trump in the same similar way that Anthony Weiner, okay, the day before, who's taken millions of dollars from Trump. And here's a guy that obviously he's the sexting scandal and all that other stuff. And I don't care about that. That again, that's not, it doesn't matter. I mean, you know, look, there's been plenty of things in the world that have been bad, and they're still good people. But here's a guy that's now bashing the very guy that fed him and helped him become elected. So now when it suits them, he's a great guy. And when it doesn't suit them, he's a piece of crap. Now, again, I don't have necessarily one way or the other. Again, my view would be is give me somebody who's going to do the right thing and take care of business and rebuild America. Give me somebody who's going to finally get rid of all of the exporting that we do of jobs and bring the jobs back here. Okay? I mean, that all I want is the country to operate the way I know that it can. Okay? All I want is for Americans to be happy and to be able to move forward. All I want is for our school systems to have enough money to pay teachers so they can educate our youth. Okay? You know, so I want what's best for America. I don't need to have it all. I want what's best for everybody. I'm a big fan of the masses. Okay? What I'm not a big fan of is the lack of you know, drive that we now have in America. The way that Mr. Obama has taken away the desire of people to have to go out and get a job. You know, I think that the way that we talk about certain things, I think that is all more problematic than everything else. And to me, those things are more concerning than anything else. Okay, it's not only do we not have we not done anything worth a damn in the last 8 years. I mean, unless I'm wrong, I have not seen, in my view, in my eyes, over the past 8 years, I have not seen anything that I would consider a dramatic improvement. I have seen the debt grow to unbelievable numbers. I have seen middle-class person after middle-class person lose their way, lose their job, lose their ability. I have seen college tuition skyrocket. I have seen healthcare fall into the toilet. And I don't blame Obama for the healthcare. I blame him for Obamacare, because I think that's a brutal situation. But I don't blame him for the healthcare. I mean, you know, again, that came, it goes back to the greed of the doctors and the insurance companies. And again, I'm not in that field, so I don't know who was first, but we do know in history, as long as there's been Medicare and government subsidy for people. We've had many, many people try to bilk the system out of money with phony billing and things like that. So that we do know, okay, is a fact. And that's not Obama. He didn't do that, okay? That was something that happened. But I do believe that certainly there's a much simpler solution if you want to have, you know, a healthcare system, okay? But it's certainly not going to be the way it is, and it's certainly not going to be when companies have to raise 60%. Now, I pay almost $20,000 a year for healthcare. So for that 20, I got to make 30, okay, to pay that healthcare. And it doesn't make me happy, okay? So this whole situation that's been created, I have not seen, again, one good program, unless I was, of course, trying to get some subsidies. Then maybe there's some good programs. But there is nothing there, to me, that has become so outstanding that would make me think that our friend Hillary Clinton could then take care of and run the country better. I certainly don't want four more years of the same crap that I've just gone through for the last eight. Okay. So again, I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with whoever runs, but certainly, I don't know, Hillary Clinton is a liar. That is not me. That is not Donald Trump. That's a fact. Okay. Hillary Clinton has done nothing, okay, to endear herself in my eyes. Okay. There is not one thing that I could say that she's done. Okay. She's destroyed a lot of women's lives who her husband was fiddling with, but I don't know. I would think that their relationship seems more like a business arrangement than an actual marriage. But you know, there's a lot of obviously rumors and innuendo out there about her and him, and I don't care. I'm not going to get into that stuff. But it certainly looks to me like it ain't good. And certainly, she ain't good. Okay, certainly, anybody who's willing to scam all in all these different deals, and there's been a ton of them, okay? Again, you can say what you want, okay? But there is proof, okay? Now, they were never convicted, but as we all know, typically, where there's smoke, there's fire. And we'll talk more about this on the other side of the break. But in the meantime, when you miss an episode, you have to go to libertytalk.fm, get the Bubba Show, get the Sporting Edge. But also, you should be checking out bubbatrading.com, because there you're going to find out how to take care of your own personal life so we can get past all of these ridiculous things that are happening around us and protect our money in a safe manner so that we know that it will still be there when we need it. BubbaTrading.com. Check it out. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. I'll be right back after the break. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. Welcome back to The Bubba Show. It is Bubba. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And I was talking about our good old friend Hillary Clinton. And, you know, again, I just think she's garbage. And again, she's leading based on the polls and the betting windows. So obviously I'm more in the minority here, but that is my opinion. I thought that Bill's speech, I don't know if you heard it on, was it Tuesday or Monday, whatever night it was. I thought Bill's speech was, I was waiting for him to talk about Monica. Okay, where's I wanted to hear the cigar story. Okay, but you know, here he made it out like she was this god. But of course, they're a tag team. You know, he's a Rhodes Scholar. I mean, he's probably one of the smartest people in the world. But here he is, okay, making this out like it was some great romance. And I don't know that it wasn't, but they were involved in all these scandals. You know, everybody forgets Whitewater and all these other things, and Kenneth Starr and Jennifer Flowers and all the accusations. Now, again, there was obviously they were never found guilty, so I can't say that the acquisitions were right, but I'm a big believer of when there's smoke or where there's smoke, there's usually a little fire. You know, I'm a big believer that very rarely does a totally innocent man or woman go to jail. Now, they may not be guilty of the particular crime that they got convicted on, okay, but they very well probably had a reason to be thought that they might have been the ones there. So when I look at the Clintons and I look back at their history and I look at the from the cattle trading at the from the cattle trading at the Chicago Board of Trade to Whitewater to Jennifer Flowers to Monica Lewinsky to, you know, I can just name to Benghazi, you know, to the speeches. I mean, I can name one after another of things. So we have to assume that if there is so much smoke, there quite possibly could be a little bit of fire there. You know, again, and I'm not accusing. I mean, again, I don't like them. I thought her husband did a good job as president. I don't like him, but I thought he did an okay job. But he really didn't do an okay job until he realized that he needed to be in the center. Okay, until Newt Gingrich got him a hold of him and grabbed him by the stones and said, "Hey, dummy, okay, if you want to get something done, you got to work with us a little bit." And this is really recaps almost everything we've talked about today. Is it's not a question of whether you're a Democrat or you're a Republican or a Libertarian. It's a question of how can we best fulfill the needs of the United States of America? What is the best way to make those things work? And certainly, it's not by, you know, bringing in personal issues. It's not by, you know, bringing in personal beliefs. It's by running the United States of America like a business, okay? And leaving a lot of the personal baggage at the door. But again, we don't get that because if we got that, they wouldn't be able to steal as much, okay? They wouldn't be able to have all those special deals. They wouldn't be able to have their own set of laws that we don't follow through. They wouldn't be able to have their own pension. So, you know, when you look about all the things that are going on, you go, oh, now I see. And I think that's what you should say. You should be able to now see exactly what is going on because none of it's good. And again, it doesn't matter which side you're residing on. You know, we can all have a belief of where we want. And I am obviously more to the conservative side. But at the end, our beliefs have to be moved in so that we can actually improve the place that we live. Now, I don't know if anybody caught Donald Trump's 1-hour press conference on Wednesday, fully, you know, no teleprompter, ad lib or whatever you call it. And I thought it was pretty good. I mean, you know, maybe his references to Putin are a little bit too much, but maybe they're not. You know, maybe somebody's going to stand up to him. Okay. And maybe he does respect his abilities. Okay. Now, again, leadership is interesting. You know, when you're the leader, you don't have to love everybody. You just have to make sure that everybody gets along. That was one of the big problems that I see from Iraq. You know, when Saddam Hussein was around, okay, and let's not kid ourselves. He is an animal, okay? I mean, he ain't anymore because he ain't here. But he was an animal, and he was a gangster, and he was a thug. He was a killer. But the difference is when he was around, he was a killer that had control of his region. We didn't have the types of problems we have now with the Middle East because he did rule that area. And this is something that needs to be addressed is the strength of our leader. Our leader, in my opinion, is weak. Okay, he's either weak or he hates America. I don't know which one it is, to be honest. Okay, I'm not surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if he just didn't hate America. Okay, but either way, very weak. Okay, doesn't stand up to the other world powers, more or less kowtows to the world powers. And that, to me, is a bigger problem. Okay, these are things, in my opinion, again, these are my opinions only. But when I watch a guy working, and when I watch a guy, you know, not willing to admit, you know, ISIS terrorists or extreme Islamic or, you know, any of those things, to me, that becomes a problem and shows me that we have a lack of a leader. We have a lack of leadership. And, you know, leadership in anything, you know, is the key. Because without leadership, then people don't have a good example to follow. And I think that's what we're seeing more of right now, which is why I think there's more issues, is because not only are we struggling here from an economic standpoint, but we're struggling from a leadership standpoint, because people are afraid. People are very fearful right now. There is too many bad things happening, and they're happening at a much more rapid pace between the killing of cops and the Black Lives Matter movement, to the ISIS, to the terrorism, to all the other things. And of course, terrorism begets terrorism, and all of a sudden somebody who'd never heard of ISIS is now Ali Akbar. Because again, when you create an economy and you destroy wealth and you destroy the ability to feed your family, that makes people do things they would never have thought they would have ever done before. And to me, that's more the tragedy. To me, that's more the problems of what we have. No matter who's going to be the next president, those are the things that need to be addressed. Okay. Economics, how can we make more money? How can we take care of our lives better? To how can we become safer? And if we can solve those issues, you'll have a hell of a lot more happy people in this country. And if this country's happy, then almost all countries are happy. And that, I think, is the bigger problem. That is the things that need to be resolved. But certainly, in my opinion, they cannot be done by Hillary Clinton, because we've just seen 8 years of disaster from Mr. President Barack Obama. This is The Bubba Show. We need liberty, and you need to go to libertytalk.fm to download The Bubba Show, to download The Sporting Edge, because we do believe in freedom. We do believe in the abilities to do better. This has been The Bubba Show. Make sure you check out Bubba Trading, bubbatrading.com. Learn to help yourself, become better at investing, become better at what you do, and learn how to protect that portfolio. In the meantime, that'll do it for this week. Everybody have a great weekend. Thank you so much for always being here for me. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll see you back here on Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk Event.